Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hello, Anne.
Hi there, Lisa.
How are you?
Great. It's good to be here. And you've got a special guest on our program today.
Okay, so
I'll let you do the introduction.
All right. I'm really excited about this. So for all of our listeners, I hope you enjoy this show because I want to tell you about this amazing event that's coming up. So The Connection is pleased to announce that we are going to be the beneficiary of the Common Threads event hosted by my favorite hair salon in the United States and possibly Europe too.
Okay.
Dawn's Pizzazz Group. The event will be held at the Portuguese Cultural Center in Danbury, Connecticut on Saturday, May 11th at 6 p.m. And the event will feature special guests from the CARES, C-A-R-E-S Foundation, and The Connection. And you know that that's the organization that I have been so blessed to be the CEO of. But I want to tell you, Dawn is with us. Dawn is the owner. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
So, Dawn, I understand Lisa and Beth have been telling me how compassionate you are and how hard you've been working to put this event together. I guess, you know, and you've got very beautiful, gorgeous, successful salons as well.
She does.
So why are you doing this? Where do you find the time?
Well, I have a great tribe of people that surround me.
That's for sure.
To be honest, I have a vision and a passion and present it to the team and off we all run.
So Dawn, I know you've been in business for more than 30 years, and Dawn's Pizzazz Group has two locations, DPZ and Danbury, and which is a salon and day spa, and DPZ North in Litchfield. And she does hair and makeup and waxing. And I want to tell you, Dawn.
Are we going to have that at the event?
Well, everyone's going to look amazing. Go ahead.
We are going to be extending our services and offering a self-care day to anyone that's interested, and the proceeds will be going to The Connection, CARES, and I'm not quite sure you know this, Lisa, but Crystal is going to be starting her own nonprofit called Common Threads.
I know. I'm really excited about that. What I'd like our listeners to know is that this is what's so special about you, Dawn, and your staff and your salon is it's a place where not only do you leave feeling beautiful, but the minute that you walk in, you feel so appreciated. Your staff, you lead by example. You're an amazing role model.
Thank you.
There really cares. First of all, they all know who I am. That may be a good thing or bad thing. But truthfully, they're all talented. Every single one of them are amazing. They know you as if you're, you know, related to them. That's how the personal contact is. And they really care. And Dawn?
Well, that's because, you know, one of the reasons, my mom was a long time, back then we called it hairdresser.
Yeah, you could still call it that.
Okay. I thought the right term was stylist.
It's okay.
But, you know, you have that relationship because it's usually with your stylist that you share all of your secrets, all of your emotions.
True.
All
they all
of,
know my life.
You know, I remember my mom would come home at night and didn't want to talk to anybody because she'd listen to ladies, you know, spill the beans all day long. She was exhausted. But
well, you know what? We're supposed to be a place of reprieve.
No, but you are.
Bad times, mm-hmm. Childbirth. You know, deaths, everything. We're supposed to be that place that you can come and take a breath and just forget about it all and let us take care of you.
But the level of professionalism and the way that you take care of the staff to perform the amazing work that they do, their master stylists. I was in there the other day. They have training going on just about everything. I mean, the way you're treated the minute you walk in symbolizes who you are, Dawn, as a person, because you're so caring and giving, and you give back to the community, and you care so much about people. And that's why not only do customers like myself, well, I feel like we're family, want to go there, but also because you just exude happiness, and it's all positive. So talk to Dawn. I want you to tell our listeners about why you're so passionate about substance abuse and mental health and suicide. What, you know, tell us a little bit about you and what is it about you that makes you want to give back to the community?
When I was younger, a teenage girl, I did not know that my family was poor because they never really talked about it. I mean, I don't think there was a lot of conversation around that, that my parents struggled. And it was around the holidays, and we had a knock on the door, and there was someone there with boxes of food. And I remember vividly my dad going into the other room and kind of putting his head down. Looking back, it was because he felt he couldn't provide for his family. But at that moment is when we learned that we didn't have enough money for Thanksgiving dinner, and somebody was bringing it to us with a bunch of cereal and just products for the rest of the week. And that really hit home with me. So I knew that when I started my business, I wanted to be more than just a hair salon. I wanted mm-hmm. to give back as much as I could, because we struggled. We struggled, and shortly after I opened up my salon, it was a few years later, my father passed away, and he was only 46, and we had lost our home, our childhood home. It went into foreclosure, blah, 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 blah. But then again, he instilled so much in me, because he did after that. I mean, he was always a giving man. But after that time of our life, he started doing whatever he can to pay it forward. So I just learned to pay it forward and never take anything for granted, and just, you know, be who you can be. And if somebody's down, try and lift them up. You don't know who people are. You can't make up a story, but we sure can help.
Right. You know, and it's interesting that you say that, because I remember, too, in my childhood, I remember seeing a tow truck, hooking up our van. And I'm like, why is that tow truck taking our van? It was the same kind of thing. We could no longer afford the payments,
right.
You know, so then we no longer had transportation. And here we were living, you know, my parents and four kids in middle class America. And, you know, those things happen. Those things happen, and you know, your dad, it sounds like, tried to isolate that from you, but you saw it and you felt it, and now you've taken that as your mission to, like you said, pay it forward, which is just amazing. So if you're just tuning in, again, we're speaking with Dawn. Dawn, what's your last name?
Blum.
Blum. And she's the owner of Pizzazz.
Dawn's Pizzazz.
And we also want to give out the information again too, Dawn, because we want people to attend this thing. Tell us what it's going to be like. So I'm going to tell you folks how you can get your tickets. So if you need to grab a pen or paper, do that now. So when people go to this event on May 11th at 6 o'clock, tell me, it's going to be in Danbury at the Portuguese Cultural Center. What are we going to walk into? We know what we'll walk into if we come to your salon, but what's this event going to be like?
Well, we're trying to create a night of hope, because there is hope with substance abuse, and we're hoping to bring awareness to suicide. We just want to uplift people and let them know that there is recovery and there is wellness, and there are some answers out there if you're willing to get them, and just awareness to people. I mean, if you have someone in your life that is suicidal or struggling with substance abuse, you don't know unless they share. So Lisa's going to be one of our speakers, and I'm sure she's going to bring a passionate speech and heartfelt words that will hit our audience. And we have two speakers that they lost children. We have Crystal and her sister who lost their dad, and we have Matt and Donna DeLuca who run CARES. So mm-hmm. we're going to have speakers, we're going to have dinner, we're going to have a silent auction. It should be a night of fun.
Lots of hope.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So is there going to be food?
Yes, dinner.
Dinner. Okay. And how?
Tickets are $75 each.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them online at thedpz.com. If you would like a table of 10, then that price would be dropped down to $65 a piece. There's ways that you can sponsor the event that you can also find on our website.
Okay, and again, that website is the, T-H-E, D as in dog, P as in Paul, Z as in zebra, .com. So it sounds like it's going to be a great event, and again, the proceeds are going to go to the CARES Foundation, as well as to the many great programs that you have, Lisa, at the Connection. And, you know, it's so important, too, because not only do individuals need support and help, but so do these organizations, especially now in the state of where we're at here in the state of Connecticut. It wouldn't be without, you know, people like Dawn who take it upon themselves. I know, Dawn, how hard it is to run your own hair salon, and I can't imagine, because you own more than one hair salon, and yet you still find the time and the energy and the compassion to give back. So, you know, hats off to you.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
You're amazing, Dawn, and I don't just...
Thank you, but you know what? I feel like that's what I was put here for, honestly. It's part of the mission. It's part of my destiny and my walk.
That's and you do walk the walk and talk the talk. And, you know, Dawn, I'm so grateful to not only, obviously, how I feel when I go to the salon, and really love all you and all of your staff, because you're all so compassionate and amazing to me and important to me, but also what you give back to the community. And the fact that, you know, this is the difference between going to a Dawn's Pizzazz and going somewhere else is... For myself, I feel so honored and grateful for the agency, our agency, The Connection, because you took an interest in the work that we're doing in Connecticut and wanted to know more about it and did your research. And of course, all your staff hear stories of the thing, you know, things that I'll share with them. And they're just so caring and they want to give back. And so the fact that Dawn is, you know, paying it forward and reaching out and helping those in need, I think is really, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's
amazing to me.
Right. So,
I just think
go ahead.
People took time to pause and look around. There's just so many people that they can help in 2 seconds. It could just be a smile.
You're so right. Because you know what you always said, Dawn, which is so true. You never really know. Be kind to others, because you don't really know their story and what they're dealing with. And you can't judge a book by its cover at all. And you and I have talked about that many times. And, you know, addiction and suicide and mental health and all these things affect everyone in some, either it's directly or through a friend or a family member. And you and I have talked about that. And Anne, right? Your Anne sitting across from me has been in recovery for how
just
long?
Just got my 8-year coin.
Yay! 8 years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And you're exactly right, Lisa. And I'll go back to my Ireland trip. I recently went, Dawn, I took my mother to Ireland for 10 days for her 80th birthday. And we went, as a person in recovery, we went to this distillery for Jameson whiskey, right? So there's this whole big tour on how they make whiskey. And I opted out. I'm like, I don't really think, as a person in recovery, it's a good thing for me to go on a whiskey tour. So anyway, I kind of sat in the lobby. And there were some people on our bus during this whole trip who were just annoying and obnoxious in my mind. But then before you know it, the guy that I really didn't think I liked was sitting next to me. He didn't go on the tour. And the lady that I called Olive Oil, who was so hyper and skinny and just annoying as hell, she's sitting there. And another person, and you know what it was? We found out we're all in recovery, different stages of recovery. We had like a little mini, like 12-step meeting sitting
That's
there.
Awesome.
And at the end of that, and I learned that Olive Oil, you know, she's had a tough life. You know, she's got a son who's also suffering from addiction, and she's lost a daughter to it. And here I am, you know, being annoyed by this woman, but look at what she's been through. Look what she's still going through. And we really all just connected in that moment, because we did exactly what you said, Dawn. We paused. We paused and we talked to each other, and we realized we were all not going on that tour for different reasons. And we just, there was like a bond there that it was just hard to explain.
And you know what, ladies? I think that we all know someone.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
We all know someone, yeah. Whether they're suffering from suicidal thoughts or struggling with addiction or in recovery. We all know someone.
We do. And it's not always who you think it is. And that's one of the biggest things I know. I've talked to you about, Dawn, and also Anne. And Anne, I know you know this, that you know, addiction affects all socioeconomic classes. It mm-hmm. is not prejudice. And
it's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic. It's a massive problem. It's affecting our, you know, young people. I know I share this, you know, my son goes to private high school, and you know, he was telling me that they had folks come in, they had parents come in who lost a child to, one child committed suicide, the other one was an overdose, and of course, you know, the mom was crying and trying to get the message out. If you have a problem, you have to go to your parents. If you can't go to your parent, you need to go to someone else that you can trust, and you need to get help. And then, of course, the question was asked, all right, who in this room, raise your hand, who in this room knows someone who's either using, has a substance abuse problem, is smoking Juul, is suicidal? Every single kid in that entire school raised their hand.
Wow.
What does that say? Mm-hmm. And these are our 15, 14, 15 to 17, 18 year olds. And that's
And I'm going to encourage every parent that's listening that they should buy a ticket and attend.
I agree.
Right. And, you know, there's nothing like it. I know I've attended your annual dinners, the Connections annual dinners, and to hear it from the mouths of people who've lived the experience and have gotten the help and have reached out and probably are now helping others, it's priceless. You can't put a price tag on that. So we want to tell you again that this event is happening. And it is being hosted by Dawn's Pizzazz Group. It is going to be in Danbury on May 11th. That's a Saturday night at 6 o'clock. There's going to be some special guests there, and it's at the Portuguese Cultural Center. And if you're interested in tickets, you can go to the website. And that, again, is the, D as in dog, P as in Peter, Z.com. Get your tickets. You know, Lisa, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there, Beth. We're all going to be there.
And of course, Dawn.
And Dawn.
Dawn Blum's going to be there, the owner of Dawn's Pizzazz and Spa Groups. And thanks to you, Dawn, you're helping spreading the word, paying it forward, and giving back to the community. And everyone, I know there isn't one person that I don't speak to in Danbury and surrounding areas that don't know who you are, don't know, you know, they all know you have an amazing reputation, that you care about people. You're really genuine. You're the real deal. And I am so blessed to have you in my life. And thank you
you,
Dawn, for all that you're doing for us and for
everyone.
But it's true. You know that I mean that. I mean, there's not a lot of folks like Dawn walking around there, aren't She's amazing.
And Dawn, please apologize to the staff that you had to kick out of your office so that it was nice and quiet.
Those are my girls. Because
we had a nice quiet conversation on a landline, which we really, really appreciate. So I look forward to meeting you at the event, and thank you for
taking. And I'll be there.
Thank you.
I do have an appointment there early tomorrow morning, so I get to see everybody.
All right.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Thanks for taking time.
Be well.
Bye-bye. What a great lady. I mean, it sounds like she's just, you know, doing this for all the right reasons.
She really is. She really, truly is. And just the passion that she and the staff have and really care about people, I think, is huge. Dawn, you know, she's a real deal. And the fact that she chose a connection is just, I'm just so honored to be a part of this event and encourage people to come out and have a really good time. But also, you know, it's going to be a good fundraiser. I think it's going to bring a lot of awareness to Connecticut about, you know, issues that are happening, and you get a chance to meet people and collaborate and also have fun at the same time.
Right. And, you know, you've been fortunate, I know, just from sitting back and watching, you know, and working with you and the folks at the Connection, the support that you do get from organizations, from whether it's, you know, individuals, you know, whether it's the Joey Logano Foundation, who's been such a huge supporter, or even, you know, individuals that are running events that, you know, I have so many people, and I've heard so many people say, we want to have a charity event or we want to do something, but we don't know what charity to give it to. Or to donate it to. And, you know, you're such a great, worthy cause with so many different facets to what you do and proven outcomes over the course of many, many years.
Yes.
And that's what I believe people, too, should look at when they're considering what charity, you know, can I donate to or can I fundraise for that really has an impact in the community and really betters the state of Connecticut for all of us.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest piece. The reason why I'm so passionate about the Connection and the work that goes on is because I've been there for so many years and have seen people turn their lives around, given birth to children now who are in their 20s and are successful. Generational cycles of abuse and neglect have stopped, and we're really, they're impacting the world. They're giving back. Everyone deserves a second, sometimes a third chance. And it's very quick to criticize and look at people and say, oh, you know, this person uses because they don't want to work and they don't want to want this. And I used to hear this, you know, pushback all the time. I know for a fact that that's not true. In every single case, it's not. And the stories I hear are horrific, and they continue to be horrific. And
but you've seen the families, because of the services, break the cycle.
Well, that's the point. And move on with their life and do these amazing.
Yes.
I mean, hundreds, not just one or two, hundreds. Plus, we have research that we do with, you know, universities in the state, that we're following people and we're collecting data and we're saving the state money because people are not reoffending. They're not going, you know, they're not going back into the Department of Children and Family Service, you know, the department. They're getting out. Their children are being raised the right way. Those kids are making an impact. And then when they have children, mm-hmm. they're making it, you know, it's a cycle of change. It's positive. And there's a lot of things that, you know, people don't choose to be born. You don't decide one day, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to be born to Jack and Sue. And, you know, we live in this great home and we're living, you know, I remember we had someone who came and talked about he was a substance abuser and all these issues he had. He was brought up in Greenwich. His mm-hmm. parents had money.
Right.
He never felt like he fit in. There were all these other issues that went on. If you looked at that family at first glance, would you ever think in a million years that this kid is going to have substance abuse? No. There were things that happened in his house. So you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. It's easy to judge. Oh, this person's this person's that. Not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. It's all facade. You have no idea. People have struggles. People are born into situations. Everyone deserves a chance. Why shouldn't we let people rebuild their soul if they've been handed problems or issues come up and they struggle? What happens to someone who loses a child? What happens to, think about it. I mean, there's a million and one.
Well, and
you
I think
some,
right. And bad things happen to all people, you know, and it's, I feel that I've talked to people I know in my recovery that bad things have happened to all of us. It's what you do with that. But sometimes you don't know where to go or where to start.
You may not have support.
And that's where that peer-to-peer support
right.
that the Connection offers and other organizations, then you realize you're not alone. And maybe you even realize, like I've said on the show a million times, if I go to a meeting and they say, if everybody puts their stuff, put your stuff in the middle of this table. There's 20 people in the room. Everybody put your stuff in the middle of the table. Now, when you leave, you have the option of taking somebody else's stuff or take your own stuff back. You know what they do? They take their own stuff back mm-hmm. because they realize it's not as bad as everybody else's stuff.
That's right.
So there's help. There's resources. And one thing I want to mention, too, and this is a perfect opportunity to do it, is your longevity with the Connection. It's not just that you've worked your way up to CEO. It's that you started at a program level, and through those programs, you also identified where things were missing with some of the women's programs, with some of the women and children's programs, where there was a void in our society and our services, and you built those services from the ground up. Okay, so this is not somebody, you know, who started in the mailroom and just turned out to be CEO. You're CEO of the Connection for a reason, because you also have a vision. You see the needs. You talk to the people. You know what's going on. You're not sitting in some big, beautiful office, although your office is nice. But, you know, calling the shots. You're out there with the people.
I have to.
Yeah, because
that's
what makes you, I believe, so effective, and that's what's made the Connection in the past couple of years such a unique organization, because I've personally seen the changes that have happened and continue to happen there. So hats off to you too, Lisa.
Well, thank you.
Dematis Lepore. So you're going to be speaking at this event. We won't ask you what you're going to talk about. We'll be looking forward to that. You know, it's a night out. It's a night out. It starts at 6 o'clock. So if you're one of those people, it's too late. No, it's not too late. It's a Saturday night. So, you know, it's not what they call Florida Midnight. It'll be over before that. It's going to feature some great speakers, some great camaraderies, a great dinner, and Dawn's Pizzazz Group has been behind this. I know you've been talking about this for a long time. You know, tickets go for a good cause. They're going to be split up between
That's
the CARES
right.
group and also the Connection.
And the Portuguese Club has delicious food, by the way.
What kind of food? What's Portuguese? I'm such a picky eater. Am I going to be able to eat?
Oh, God. Oh, yes.
What's Portuguese food? I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Give me an example.
Paella.
Paella? Oh, I thought that was not Hispanic.
Well, no, there's Portuguese there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can eat paella.
They make delicious paella. Oh, they make the best paella. But I'm not sure what's on the menu, but their food is amazing. And it's a huge venue. And we're going to have fun.
We are. And so if you're interested in tickets, you can go to the DPZ group. And I know you think this is annoying that I keep doing this, but when you're on the radio, you can't tell if a D is a B or a B is a D.
I know.
So I'm going to do it again. The D as in dog. P as in Peter, and Z as in?
Zebra.
Zebra.com. That's how you do it when you're a CB radio operator, too.
Yeah,
to enunciate, and please do that, too. But anyway, we just want to make sure that people understand where the website is. Join us for this event, and if you're a longtime listener, we know we have many of you out there, which we appreciate you, this would be a great chance for you to get to meet Lisa and Ann.
Yes.
Right?
And we also, and our mystery person who keeps sending the gift cards to us.
Yes.
Maybe don't show up.
Yes, mystery. I think it's a man. Do we assume it's
a
man?
We don't know
if it's a man or a woman.
We don't know.
Okay, so whoever sends us those little Dunkin' Donuts gift cards, why don't you come and buy a ticket? And you can sit in between Lisa and I, but you have to identify yourself. So, and if you don't know what we're talking about.
I will buy your ticket if you come forward because you've been so good.
You're going to buy my ticket?
I'm buying a table.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I hope I get to sit
at
your
table. Yeah, you're going to sit at my table.
So one of the things is if you don't know what we're talking about, we have this wonderful, I just love it when I get hand-addressed envelope here at Baldwin Media. So this gentleman gives us different little gift cards because he specifically heard Daryl on this show, Daryl McGraw. And loved what Daryl had to say, and so did I. And so he wants to support, you know, coffee and donuts for Daryl's program.
Isn't that great?
It is great. So we love that. If you want to send us a surprise or a little present, you can reach us here at Baldwin Media. And the address, you can either go look for it on the website, but it's 1 Grove Street, Grove, New Britain. 06053 Baldwin Media, and we love to get little presents.
And we have another. I actually have a family member that I haven't spoken to in a while. I just connected with his sister, and he is a cousin. And I understand that he is a listener of ours. He listens to us every Sunday.
What's his name?
John Bonvini. Cousin John.
Oh my gosh! Another Italian listener.
He's an Italian.
What do you think, Bonvini?
Handsome.
His name ends in a vowel. He's got to be Italian.
He's Italian.
And he's a relative of yours. He's got to be.
He's Italian.
Yeah.
So, John, I just want to say that I am so happy you listen to the show every Sunday. I'm really blessed and happy that you're
staying
connected.
Italian?
Only the bad words.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
We can't do that.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you for tuning in. I think that's wonderful. And it's been another great show.
Send us a present, John. You got to prove that you're real. Send me something.
Send us something, John.
Yes. Well, this was a fun show. Spring is in the air. I think we're all feeling a little bit of revitalization and a little more spunk in our step. Thank goodness, because winters are brutal on my psyche. But it's all good. And thank you. This was a good show.
Thank you.
And I'll look forward to seeing you at this event. Again, don't forget, it's May 11th, 6 o'clock at the Cultural Center, the Portuguese Cultural Center in Danbury.
In Danbury.
Yep. Should be a lot of fun. And thanks to all of you for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
1080. Another.